Ryan Z. McFarland. I'm the Parks and Rec Director here, but I'm also the President of the Alaska Recreation and Park Association currently. And the association is divided into different sections with different interests. So there's aquatics people that are focusing on everything from risk management and adapted aquatics for people with disabilities. We've got people that are doing just trails related stuff. We've got administrators that have interest in all aspects. We have park maintenance people, and then there's therapeutic recreation, and there's also a track for citizen board members, and then also for wildlands. So there's a lot of diverse interests, but a lot of common ground too.
What do you think are some of the key common issues, challenges that you guys deal with?
Like right now, there are other communities that are planning swimming pools, so there's a lot of interest in how things have gone for our swimming pool, how we went through the planning and construction process, and things that we would have changed if we had the chance. But there's always funding is always an issue. You know, working with through conflict. There's everything from people that have to deal with motorized users versus non-motorized users on trails. There's even conflicts about what temperature to keep water at in the pool.
Well, my name is Cindy Aldridge. I work for the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District, and I'm a speaker here. And I was hoping to share because I just got back from the National Aquatic Conference for Park and Rec. So I like to come back and share the information that I receive from there.
About pools, aquatic centers?
About pools and aquatic centers.
Well, here we are in a brand new one. What are your thoughts?
I would love to have one. I'm trying to figure out how I can add on the hot water pool to mine. I think they're spoiled. We have a bigger facility or a bigger town, and we don't have this big of a facility in our area.
What are some of the challenges you're facing in terms of being able to put up the facilities you want? Is it basically an issue of funding?
Yeah, everything is down to funding. Same thing with staffing, chemicals, or anything that you do with electricity costs right now, chemical costs. Everything, as you know, is going up, and it's getting more and more expensive, and where's the funding coming from?
Is it something that your community is pushing for?
Yes, at this time I'm looking at trying to expand, but I know for the value what the kids can get out of this and as much water that the state of Alaska has in our area, that it's very important that all kids learn to swim. Matter of fact, in our area, to graduate, you have to have a basic PE credit, and that is swimming.
My name is Chris Fredericks, and I represent American Ramp Company. We're a company out of Joplin, Missouri, and we're the world's largest manufacturer of above-ground skate park equipment.
Sounds like a fun job. Do you install them yourselves?
I do, and that's actually part of the best part of my job is not only do we get to design them as well, to come out and install them and to really interact with the kids, because really that's what it's all about is the kids. So.
I'm Rhonda Sargent. I'm the Parks Program Specialist for the City of Bethel.
What are some of the big challenges that you guys are facing in Bethel with Parks and Recreation?
With Parks and Recreation? Funding is always an issue, and just dealing with our city councils and everything. Being in rural Alaska, but especially bush Alaska, where everything has to be flown in or barged in, you just have to really watch where your dollars are going and trying to lower the cost but still provide good recreation for everybody in the town.
We're Lake Country Corporation. We're selling graffiti-resistant sign material and signage.
How is it graffiti-resistant?
It's a closed-cell product. It's high-density polyethylene. It's a formulation. Nothing will absorb into the material. So any ink, paint, dye, marker, things like that, you're able to wipe off with a light solvent.
My name is Jeff Dick, and I'm a recreation therapist with Challenge Alaska, which is based out of Anchorage. And I'm here at the conference to do some presentations about people with disabilities and recreation, both indoor and outdoor, as well as to get some new information and learn about, well, just all the different things going on in Parks and Rec.
Are things getting easier? Are there more accessible trails out there, more accessible facilities?
I think so. I think that over time with the Americans with Disabilities Act, that things have become more accessible over time. The universal trails assessment procedures have made trails a lot more accessible. I think the biggest challenge overall has just been in educating the public and in making sure that programs are integrated so that people with disabilities, no matter what their disability type, can participate in programming and camps, opportunities, you know, go swimming whenever they want, just like any other person in society.
Hi, my name is Karen Smith. I'm with Sea Trails, Southeast Alaska Trail System, and I'm attending this conference, participating with it, and representing Sea Trails. Petersburg is one of our community members of Sea Trails, so that's why I'm here.
Describe Sea Trails for folks who maybe aren't familiar with the concept.
Sea Trails is similar to the likes of the Appalachian Trail or the Pacific Crest Trail in that it's a region-wide network of trails, and we are making an effort to help facilitate the planning, promotion, and maintenance of trails throughout Southeast Alaska. And those trails can be hiking, biking, scuba, or paddling, kayak, canoe routes.